you a Chevrolet. I'll buy you a Chevrolet. Buy you a Chevrolet, baby. Give me some of your loving heart. I need a loving, that's what I want. That's all I need. That's all I really, really need. Yes, yeah. I'll buy you a Ford Mustang. I'll buy you a Ford Mustang. I'll buy you a fastback Mustang. Give me some of that loving, baby. I need it. That's all I need. Just love me. All right. I buy you a Cadillac. I buy you a Cadillac. I buy you a fishtail Cadillac. Give me some of your loving, baby. I need loving. It's all I want. It's all I need.
At 6:03 Eastern Time, and he's out of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, and pop trek. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worries. From the 50s through the present day, my name is Alex. And I bring you this steaming pile of compilation tracks and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. 617-627-3800 is the number to call if you want to touch base. 73800 on the Tufts campus. Yes, WMFO is community radio, educational radio, free form radio. It's whatever they're making us call it this week on the campus of Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. Anyway, I'm going to honor a request. I was poking around in my unfiled records, which is like about 90% of them, and I found a request that was made by an anonymous listener, a Beatles cover. So I'm going to start off a bit slow. It'll be the Beatles cover. A band channeling the Beatles, channeling Arthur Alexander, and then the Beatles. Anyway, let's get moving. These are the desperate hours.
Dick Cannon, private investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts. Over and out.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star. Cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you'll come and see me in the movies. Then I'll know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
At 6:16 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know that medical mistakes claims tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, let me explain away that first set of the evening. Just heard the Beatles, and the B-side to Yesterday, Act Naturally, came out in 1965 on Capitol. Before that, the Kaisers did Soldier of Love, originally recorded by Arthur Alexander. The Beatles covered it, and then the Kaisers did it on their Squarehead Stomp LP. Came out in 1997 on Get Hip. And then before that, we kicked off the show, Wilson Pickett by request, in his version of Hey Jude. and originally released on the album of the same name on Atlantic in 1969. I got off the Best Of thingy called A Man and a Half. Came out in Atlantic in 1992. 617-627-3800. Send them a call. You want to touch base, 73800 on the Tufts University campus. Yeah. Hey, if you want on here, what you just heard, head on over to the Independent tonight in Union Square. Mr. Saturday Morning himself, John Funky, will sling vinyl from 10 to 2, or 10 to 1, or 10 to whenever. Check it out. And as always, if you want to relive the horror, by the good graces of the DMCA, these shows archive immediately after the broadcast. You can go to www.wmfo.org, go over the schedule, then go over to the Thursday, scroll down to 6 o'clock, which is Desperate Hours, Alex, and download to your heart's content and listen to it. I do keep some old episodes over at podomatic.com. They're actually fairly recent. So if you're really gluttons for punishment, you can listen to a couple hours worth of, probably about 8 hours worth of Desperate Hours if you want. You're lost. Anyway, coming up at about 8 o'clock will be The Lounge with Danny and a cast of thousands. Let's get back into it. I'm going to play the song I meant to play to close out last week's show. A Joe Meek produced number that never saw the light of day. So it was compiled on a compilation. Well, probably about a dozen years back or so. These are the Desperate Hours.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Anyway, you know, I thought about this. It's been a while since I had a show preceding me, Arcade Music, which is a very good show. It makes me want to say, hell, the heck with this, heck with my own show, and just go home and play Tetris all night. But anyway, the old Nintendo 64. But anyway, actually, it's a better show. I'm just tighter, more You know, usually I just get lazy. When I come in here, there's nobody in the studio. I just get lazy. Anyway, let me explain away the second set of the evening. You just heard The Big Beats and Beware, originally released on the Tonka label, 1966. I got off the compilation Garage Punk Unknowns Part 1, the CD version. Came out in the early 90s, originally on Crypt. Before that, Tommy James and the Shondells with the B-side to Crystal Blue Persuasion, I'm Alive. Came out in 1969 on Roulette. And then we kicked it off with an unreleased track from Glenda Collins. She never really had any hits, but she recorded a ton of stuff for Joe Meek between 1964 and 67. I mean, she had a couple of rumblings in the lower ends of the British charts during that time. Nothing here, but an unreleased track recorded in 1966, and you're going to get your way. 617-627-3800 is the number to call. Want to hear something, 73800 on the Tufts campus. I'm always looking for IDs, listener bumpers and IDs. Yeah, I know, I sound desperate. I don't care. Too old to care. Just send them along, make a WAV or an MP3, and send it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Yes, those of you who've been listening to me for, I don't know, insult your musical intelligence for the last 20-something years. You go to coffeensmokes@verizon.net. I did say you can send them on instant message or through a private message through Facebook, through the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. But I'm having trouble lifting it and making an MP3 out of it. I'm making the MP3 and being able to burn it to a CD. So the best thing to do is to get it on, send it on email like I gave you there. Of course, go ahead and like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. I bother you once a week. I put together an event. Every show here is an event. It's like sitting around the campfire. Instead of burning pine, breathing in the creosote. Anyway, let's get back into it. I got the Oblivions queued up. Check it out. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Thank you.
6:47 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Hey, we heard a group called Them Two and a track called Am I a Good Man. It was originally released on the Deep City label, unknown date, and I did research it, but I got off a compilation that I got at the immortal, dare I say, if a flea market could be immortal, the Todd Farm Antique Market. And somebody was selling CDs for like 50 cents. When I pick up Lost Deep Soul Treasures, a couple of volumes of that. Anyway, Them Two did Am I a Good Man. Before that, Alvino Ray and his orchestra, a track that was originally released on his LP Ping Pong, came out on Capitol in 1959. The name of the track is called Blues in the Night. I got off the compilation Ultra Lounge Volume 3, Space Capades. And I think if you want to try and find those anywhere and not pay a whole lot for them, you may be SOL. I'm not sure. Because I haven't had to look for them because I got the whole series. But anyway, I know they're out of print, way out of print. And then before that, the Oblivions kicked it off with Feel All Right off their CD, Not Play Nine Songs with Mr. Quintron. Came out in 1997 on Crypt. 617-627-3800 is the number to call. You want to touch base, 73800 on the Tufts campus. Yeah. Anyway, we're heading towards the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. That's why I stopped making mistakes. Let's get on with it. He's out of Desperate Hours.
I can. But then I think of that other man, the way he stole my girl from me. Oh, why, oh Lord, you ever do this to me? And now she is gone, I can't go on one more time. Well, baby's left me alone. You know she's never coming home. You know she really made me cry.